Attention, the American Radio Relay League News will start in 10 minutes. Attention, the American Radio Relay League News will start in 5 minutes.
KD3AWQ.
Broadband
System.
Williamsport.
Good evening. The time is 9 p.m. Weather conditions.
The American Radio Relay League News will start now.
The world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 9th, 2023. With 2023 field day fast approaching, many amateur radio operators are busy scouting their locations and getting their equipment ready for the big event. State sections and individual clubs are also working on publicizing Field Day and obtaining proclamations from local and state governments. That's a great way to help get clubs noticed and to draw attention to amateur radio. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed a proclamation naming June 24th through the 25th, 2023 as Amateur Radio Operators Appreciation Days. In Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly signed a proclamation making June 24th through the 25th Amateur Radio Field Days, while Assistant Section Manager of the ARRL Kansas Section, Kenneth A. Kopp, AK0A, and others stood at her side. Many other states, such as Illinois and Virginia, have issued proclamations, and more are pending. You can see the proclamations as ARRL receives them at proclamationsarrl.org. It's not too late to request a proclamation or a resolution. The ARRL 2023 Field Day Overview is a great place to start and has information on every aspect of getting ready for Field Day. Visit the ARRL Field Day website for all of the event's rules and regulations, and that information is also available in Spanish. And a reminder that ARRL will host a live stream on YouTube and other social media platforms during Field Day. The social media team will be sharing images and photos posted with the hashtag ARRLFD. Remember to post content with the hashtag for a chance to be featured and help spread the message of the event. The Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, AMSAT, promotes its own version of Field Day for operation via the amateur satellite. It's held during the same hours as ARRL Field Day. Making contact should be as easy as it was last year, as more than 10 transponders and repeaters will be available. AMSAT's Bruce Page, KK5DO, has filed this week's AMSAT report, and he says it.
American Radio Relay League News will continue in 20 seconds.
This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you request your audio news to a repeater, listen for the Morse code paper. Followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the 1CW.
Almost
ready to go for.
There is a special rule for FM satellites,
though. You can make on many other
ARRL field satellites
as you would like.
It uses the same daily
time,
hours,
the same time
as the same
allowance of time.
Their one contact
for the ARRL
satellite contacts are a little bit different.
And for scoring, voice contacts earn one
satellite, has different
digital contact work.
Station
basically
perfect rules
like as well as a
every time.
Four sheet
voice
is at amsat.org.
Digital
click on event.
There is a special rule for FM satellites, though.
You can make as many voice contacts
or if you're more likely
to run those, but not normally only play in one
field day.
Scores of 1 or 2 points have been reported on task, but there is no bonus to
look
and fun.
And yet,
for scoring, voice contacts earn 1 point.
The worst segment of
digital is on
top 3
in
certain
different categories.
Complete list of rules operating all over
sample of
portable.
Power,
visit
AMSAT.org
on commercial power,
and play down
operating quick on
AMSAT Field Day on satellite.
Thanks, Bruce, for the reports. Hope to
are a few more
AMSAT run those that do not normally participate in AMSAT Field Day.
Scores of 1 or 2 points have been reported in the past, but
radio will score 2
headlines
for the
Pacific Northwest
largest
amateur radio convention.
AMSAT
does award certificates
for the
top 3
in
several different categories.
3
is operating on
emergency portable
power,
is the 2023
OMR
commercial power,
and division stations
operating from home.
ARR
education and learning
managers
in
the game
to provide
a AMSAT
field with an inspiring keynote address at Saturday's banquet.
Good Game spoke about current and future ARRL
radio waves,
increased the adoption of Pacific Northwest Wildboard School Radio Television Stack Station Curriculum at 41st
Division. Our student section at 4th Act was organized by Scott Rosenfeld and
7JI, and hosted the 2023 Club of the University of West Virginia, that has ducks on
ARRL education and learning mastery school.
Good Game, G4ICA, Pleasure Damage Rearing Team of the Growth at Saturday City, Oregon.
Fortune State University and Fortune ARRL initiative.
It was great to see such enthusiastic radio by more schools as part of the
system and ARRL
and the CPAC organization.
Our student president at CPAC was organized by Scott Rosenfeld and 7JI,
technical advisor and radio club at the University of Oregon, both as on the air. Students from three schools supported a booth for the ARRL Clayton Amateur Radio Program, including the University of Oregon, Portland State University, and Oregon State University. It was great to see such enthusiastic participation from the students, such great support from ARRL and the CPAC organizers, and so much personal interaction between attendees and our student supporting police.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.
And the CPAC organizers, and so much personal interaction between attendees and our student supporting collegiate amateur radio, said Rosenfeld. You can see ARRL's photo album from CPAC on Facebook, and you can read more about the event on ARRL News. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, said they will resume the responsibility for amateur radio licensing in that country. As first reported by the Wireless Institute of Australia, the new, more effective arrangements come as ACMA reported that the Australian Maritime College, known as AMC, has decided not to extend a DMIT arrangement that delegated licensing of amateur radio operators to the school beyond February 24. AMC has been responsible for operator exams, issuing qualifications, and recommending that ACMA issue a call sign to an applicant. Australian issues three different license classes, Foundation, Standard, and Advanced. Currently, tests are administered by volunteer assessors, often associated with radio clubs who are accredited through the AMC. ACMA proposes to keep the same core of volunteers, but to have them directly administer testing on behalf of the government. Those interested in being ACMA accredited assessors may apply to the agency. ACMA plans to introduce the new accreditation scheme and class licensing arrangements in August of 2023. On June 10, 2023, a CubeSat, that's a miniature satellite that contains a nanobook with a message from Pope Francis, will be launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The Pope's messages will be transmitted on 427.5 MHz in English, Italian, and Spanish, and can be heard on any amateur radio receiver. The new space mission is promoted by Dicastri for Communications and coordinated by the Italian Space Agency. The project unveiled last year at the Vatican on March 27, 2023, which was the anniversary of the prayer service that Pope Francis led in an empty St. Peter's Square during the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The message on the nanobook is from that event, and the new space mission name can be translated to mean Guardian of Hope. The nanobook was created by the National Research Council, CNR, of Italy. That lab converted the 150-page book, about 86 square feet of printed material, into binary code that fits on a tiny chip, said Andrea Notega-Como, head researcher at the nanotechnology plant at CNR. The 2x2-millimeter chip is about to...
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.
...at the nanotechnology plant at CNR. The 2x2-millimeter chip is about the size of the tip of a crayon. 2 dozen students at the Polytechnic University in Turin built that miniature satellite. The final numbers are in for the 2023 Dayton Hamvention. Hamvention General Chairman Jim Storms, AB8YK, reported that there were 33,861 attendees at this year's event, which is 2,000 more than last year. This year's number even surpassed the pre-pandemic attendance record of 32,472. Things went very smoothly due to the dedication and hard work and of 700 volunteers, said Storms. Preparations for next year's event on May 17th to the 19th, 2024 have already begun. In radio sports this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air Vota continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1EW portable operations, including June 14th through the 20th, Arkansas, W1EW 5, West Virginia, On June 21st, there are no activations because of Field Day, which is June 24th to the 25th. June 28th through July 4th in Maryland, W1AW/3, and June 28th through July 4th in Illinois at W1AW/9. Upcoming contests, June 10th, there's a whole slew of them. The VK Shires Contest, CW and Phone, the Asia Pacific Sprint, Single Sideband and Phone, the Portugal Day Contest, CW Phone, and June 10th through the 11th, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that's CW. June 10th, the AGCW VHF Contest, that's CW as well. June 10th through the 11th, the GACW WWSA Contest, CW there. June 10th through the 11th, the REF DDM FM 6-meter Contest, CW and Phone. And on June 10th through the 12th, the ARRL June VHF Contest, that's CW, Phone, and Digital.